Live from Royal Liverpool on 87.7 FM and across the world on opengolf.com, this is At The Open Radio.
Welcome to At The Open Radio and the Open Championship at Royal Liverpool Golf Course. It's almost upon us, isn't it? Tiger and Rory, they're both ready for the challenge.
I'm glad I played up in Scotland last week. I feel as prepared as I ever have coming into an Open Championship.
This is a different golf course than what we played in 06. Life is very different than it was then.
The pre-tournament favourite Justin Rose is dreaming of Open glory.
Thousands of times I've won the Open Championship in my mind, so this is probably the one that I dreamed about the most. So if you're lucky enough to win this one, I think it would be incredibly special.
But who will emulate old lefty's heroics 12 months ago?
Phil's made it! A birdie at 18! Phil Mickelson, 5-under on his efforts today and 3-under to finish the Open Championship. Phil Mickelson is embracing his caddy, tears on the shoulders. Wow!
Well, the 143rd Open Championship is getting mighty closer, isn't it? I'm Richard Kaufman, and we're here at Hoylake chewing the fat with our team of golfers and broadcasters, Robert Lee, Richard Boxall, Gordon Brown Jr., Paul Eales, Matt Adams, and Ron Jones amongst our cast. Gordon, Robert, and Paul with me right now. It's getting closer, but what's more important in terms of the way things are going to unfold this week? Is it going to be the weather? Is it going to be the course? Is it just down to the individual, Gordon?
I think that the weather is always a major factor at any links course, and especially at the Open here, with how vary it can play. You go out in the morning, calm score available. Just a breeze comes up, and the course can play completely different. I was walking down the last with Haas today, and he just hit a ball straight down the middle. He said, "Oh, yesterday this was pumping off the left-hand side." And he said, "All of a sudden, you're starting it down the left-hand trap, but that out of bounds is now coming into play." Where today it was just free and easy, wind off the right. It was an easy tee shot. And those factors, and I think the weather is a major factor when we come to links course.
Well, it is, Gordy, because remember, was it 2002 at Muirfield where that squall came through and it blew all the leaders away? Tiger was out there. He went for an 80, and a lot of the guys on that Saturday afternoon, I think, was it Saturday or Friday
afternoon?
It
was Saturday, yeah.
And suddenly those guys are now shooting high 70s and almost their championship is run at that stage.
Yeah. Robert, I mean, the advantage the players have got, it's been quite ironic in some ways that since, what, Saturday or Sunday, they've had four different kinds of weather to deal with. Winds coming from all different directions. So at least most of the players that have put in the good preparation here have seen the course pretty much in all different kind of ways.
Yeah, I think that's a help. You know, but ultimately, you get your tee time, you turn up, and if you get a good break with the weather, that's going to be the biggest factor in how you do in the week. And I don't think, I know we're going to get a bit of rain, but I don't think huge winds are anticipated this week. I don't think, even if it does rain and we do get a breeze, it's not going to be, you know, it's an 80 was not a bad score out of their breeze. It's going to be less important, the draw this week, because I don't think we're going to get any tragic weather. So I think just turn up and play well. That's probably the best way of doing well this week.
Okay, let's, talking of the draw, give you a few names to pick out from those teeing off on Thursday morning here at the 12th staging at Royal Liverpool Golf Club for this 143rd Open Championship. David Howe off in the first group with David Duval and Robert Carlson. Tom Watson goes off just before 8:30. Luke Donald, Fowler and Garcia after that. Tiger Woods at 9:04 with Stenson and Cabrera. McIlroy's out early in that really good-looking group with Matsuyama and Spieth. Poulter, Dustin Johnson, Jimmy Walker, 9:37. G-Mac at 9:48 with Oosthuizen and Matt Kuchar. In the afternoon, some of the groups to look for. Certainly Keegan Bradley, Lee Westwood, Rio Ishikawa just after 2:30. Adam Scott, the world number one, just before 2:30 with Justin Rose, who's won those two in a row, and Jason Duffner. Phil Mickelson just after 2:00 with Ernie Els and Bubba Watson. Of course, Martin Kaymer there just after 1:30 with Jason Day and Zach Johnson. But obviously, as you'd expect, given the fact it's an Open Championship throughout the day, a lot of stars going off at various different times. Some of those stars Ernie Els, Luke Donald and Bubba Watson have been telling us what they think of this Royal Liverpool course.
This golf course is so well bunkered, and if the prevailing wind blows, those bunkers are going to come in play. You know, in 06, you could really lay up, you could do whatever you wanted to do. You could almost take it to the golf course. I think things are going to be a little bit different this year. I think the golf course is going to dictate what we need to do. And I think you're going to have to play according to a plan and try and stick to that, you know. And that could be a strategic one where you leave it short and give yourself longer shots in. But it's a wonderful layout.
It's a very solid golf course. You know, I think, you know, it's very much in front of you. It's a good, solid test. It does offer some opportunities. Obviously, a par 72 is unusual for an Open Championship. The par 5s give you some opportunities to make some birdies. A tough start. First and second are quite narrow. Then it widens out a little bit. A bit more rough than 2006, but it's a good test and I think a great venue for the Open Championship.
It's good. First time playing it. You know, real windy, but it's good. There's a couple blind tee shots, tough tee shots. But it's a beautiful track. Still not understanding this out of bounds on like 3 and 18 here. That makes it a little scary. But no, it's fun. We're playing a little different than I saw in 06 when it was burnout, it looked like, a little brown. But beautiful place.
Yeah, the shades are very different. I saw on Twitter earlier the shades, beige in 06, are really bright and dark green in 2014. Where would you be looking to score here this week? If you're playing this golf course, it's a par 72, 35 out, 37 back. Where is the score going to be made?
Well, there's no question for me that the back nine looks more rewarding or more chances. And the front nine, I think if you're out in level par, you've got a great chance of posting to score. So for me, from 10 in, because there's three par fives.
And Robert, if we're looking last time we were here, 2006, I think over 60 players broke par in the first day. The weather forecast is right, we're going to have a lovely, sunny, not windless, but almost windless day.
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah. What are you expecting to see? What would be
the
league score? Yeah.
I mean, I could see on a really good day around here, if the wind is that light, I could see someone shooting 64.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, Kem. I mean, I think the green areas are quite generous with the softness of the greens. They're not rock hard. You can pitch the green and hold the ball. I think somebody could have a really good day and shoot 64.
Yeah, I always get this right. I think 63. I'd see a 63.
Well, that's the number that's been hit a few times. No one's done better than that before in the Open. Would you go along with that, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you've got the world's best playing as well as they are on a golf course that's as prepared as well as this one is, anything can happen. And that's what we really want,
yeah.
in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to see birdies. I want to see low scores. I want to see these guys showing us their unbelievable skills and getting a reward with a 63 or a low number at the end of it, whatever that would be.
I think courses are like this. You get good weather, you shoot low. You get bad weather, they go rocketing upwards in a dramatic fashion. That's the whole point.
But we don't want to see 63s at 65s every. We want to see Lynx course test these guys as well, don't we? I don't think we want to see this as just a birdie fest.
No, it won't be a wash.
It won't
no
be, though. Not every day.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I would want to see them tested a bit more than, oh, yeah, down the middle on the green birdie. Yeah, ooh, off we go. And you know.
What about a cut? What do you think a cut will be?
Oh, good question. 72 par.
Yeah.
70s, I reckon it'd be one under.
Well, I think it's under par too, yeah.
Yeah, I got under.
Of course, we're sitting here on a Wednesday afternoon, you know, and
haven't
microclimates along this coast. It could be perfect 20 miles either way, and here it could be horrible. And if you get that, it will affect.
Well, how's your practice gone so far?
My practice has been absolutely top hole, I may say.
Exactly.
I'm hitting it so well, I just can't wait for tomorrow.
Still got that little sort of thinny one that I remember used to hit.
If I get the thinny one going, it's a winner around
I
here.
Know.
Play the golf course along the floor and the golfing gods will give you more.
Beautiful.
Lovely. Poetry. Mm. Poetry. Let's hear some of the contenders, shall we? Let's start with the man who's back. Tiger Woods, of course, spoke about coming back to the course where he won the Open 8 years ago.
Yeah, it feels great to come back to Hoylake and to you know, this venue. It meant a lot to me in my life at the time, and to come back out here, and obviously there are a couple changes they've made, but overall the golf course is it's a little bit softer than what it was in 06, but still it's playing. I've played three practice rounds now and had three different wins, so that's been helpful to be able to see the golf course in different conditions.
Well, Tiger said he's here to win, win only. Anything else wouldn't be acceptable. You talked about the cut mark being one under, potentially. Would Tiger Woods be below it or above it?
Despite what he says, if he makes the cut and has a good showing this week, I think that is very acceptable for Tiger Woods. Hardly played, and what he has played mostly this year has been poor. Just come back from a back operation. He's been on holiday between now and the last event he played where he missed the cut. I think if he plays through the weekend and has a decent showing, he's had a great week.
So I said that's here from some of the contenders. Gordon, is he really a contender?
Oh, it's such a difficult one to put together, put the jigsaw together.
Bookies don't think so, do they?
So why is he going to do this? Well, you know, put all the pieces together and it doesn't look like it, but don't be surprised.
Great to have him here, though, isn't it, Paul?
Oh, it's fantastic. Wherever Tiger is, there's a buzz. And still today, the kids come in. Yes, he might have the Ricky Fowler hats on, but there's one guy that they all want to see hit a golf ball. And I think we're still the same. We're seasoned golf professionals, but we just like to see Tiger hit it.
Well, he's obviously a draw. And so is Rory McIlroy, who says his life is back in shape.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really just focusing on my golf at the minute and making that the number one priority. Am I in a better place? I mean, I'm happy with everything that's going on. As I said, I'm just, really focused on my golf. I've got a big stretch of tournaments coming up. You know, I've got obviously this week and then go back over to the States and World Golf Championship and then, the PGA and all the FedEx Cup playoffs and the Ryder Cup. So, there's a lot to keep me busy and, just looking forward to that stretch of golf coming up. So, yeah, I mean, I'm happy.
Well, this year, Rory, on Thursday, Saturday and Sunday, absolutely superb. Friday, he's hacked it around a little bit, Gordon.
Seriously hacked it around, hasn't he? I think it's a plus nine, I think, is his average.
That's right.
That's shocking, isn't it? From someone that can break the course record Thursday and then, you'd have to give him shots on
Friday.
Can
he put four together, Robert, do you think, this week?
Well, I mean, plainly, if you look at what he's done this year, if he shoots level par on Friday, he wins.
His
Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays, by and large, have been tremendous. He's had a lot of top five finishes, almost coming from the cut line.
Yeah.
Because the Friday round, or the bad round, has put him so far behind the eight ball. So, I think with the softening course, with the rain we've had, we're going to get a bit more rain. It's playing into Rory's court.
We all have bad rounds, and everyone will say, I didn't play well today, but he has to just quieten that down. You can't shoot 77, 76. It just needs to be one over. That's got to be his bad round.
Yeah, I mean, Rory is fantastic for the game. Never hear him complaining, making excuses. He just takes it. It's a bad round, okay, don't really know, and he comes out the next day. He probably does know, and he's working hard with his team to try and work out, how on earth can I get this round in level par when I'm shooting 8-9 unders the other days? He will do that, and he is just fantastic for the game for me.
He's a big man, when he crumbled at the Masters,
yes,
and that was just a few weeks before he went to win a Congressional by 8 shots.
Yeah.
When he had that horrendous final 18, he still came out and spoke to the cameras. He just fessed up straight away and was able and big enough to talk to the world's media in a normal human way about what he'd just experienced. And that, I tell you, that what he did there that day, that was the precursor to his immediate recovery at the very next major.
Yeah, it reminds me, I spoke to Justin Rose quite a few times when he was missing 21 cuts in a row. Look at him now. The tournament favourite, isn't he? Asked if he's ever gone into a major, Justin was, as that pre-tournament favourite.
No, I haven't. I mean, I just think it's an amazing moment. And if you think about how I perceive this tournament and what it meant to me as a kid and what it means to me now, that's just a fun fact, obviously, and doesn't mean anything. I mean, the favourite, in a sense, I don't pay attention to it because, like I said, it's, 14 to 1? So I have to have 14.
Some are 12.
12. So 12, 14 doesn't really matter. And so I actually don't think that's great odds. I hope to give myself a better chance than that. So we'll see. But I'd rather play than roll a dice at 14 to 1. Let's put it that way.
he's been in terrific form, hasn't he, Paul? I mean, three in a row. Can it be done? He won in America. He won, of course, last week in Scotland. How about here?
Yeah, of course it can be done. I mean, Justin's composure on the golf course is just sensational. And like you said, out of the adversity that he had at the start of his professional career, he's gradually built up and built up, and he figures all the time. I think his Open Championship record isn't great. The odds on him winning for three weeks in a row are pretty slim anyway, but you would not put it past him. And he's used to handling the following week after winning. We spoke about this yesterday, Gordon, didn't we? So, it's great, isn't it, that he's playing so well coming into a major.
Yeah, the Scottish Open W was done, of course, last year by Phil Mickelson. He says he'd love another Open victory, especially after tasting success a year ago.
The memories and emotions that took place last year and that I created and will have for a lifetime, I'd like to do again. I'd like to create new memories and new opportunities. And it almost motivates me to work harder and play even more, practice even more. Because I know that there's a finite amount of time. And as I look back on my life, I look back on these on the highlights of last year's tournament and brings out the same emotions that I experienced at the time. And same thing with Bones, too. So I'd like to create some more if possible.
Yeah, talking about Bones Mackay's caddy there. He's watched it a few times. You know, I don't know if all players do that. I think there's a few that certainly haven't in the past. But he's got out that video, if you like. It's probably not. It's a DVD or whatever. He's Sky Plus'd it, I don't know, of that Open victory. And he's watched it a few times to remind himself how good he was.
Well, and to remind himself how to play Lynx golf courses. Because it's not... I mean, Phil's always tried to do well at Open Championships. And for a long time, it was just confusing him. He just couldn't work out why he couldn't contend as many times as he should have done. And last year, it all came together. And particularly in that last round, I think it was just one of the best final rounds ever played. So he can look at that for the rest of his life and think, you know, see what I did there? Three-quarter swing, punched it under the wind, hit all the right shots at the right time on a golf course that was incredibly difficult. He was brilliant, quite simply superb.
Yeah, Adam Scott came close last year. Of course, he came even closer the year before. If they win this week, Bubba Watson, Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson, they could usurp him as the world number one. But Scott was asked earlier this week if he's changed his game since becoming the number one man in the world.
It hasn't changed the way I play the game, but I've enjoyed the last couple of months immensely. I think it's been such a process to get to this childhood dream and achieve it that I've tried hard to keep myself there for a little bit. And I'll be trying hard again this week to win some more points to stay up there. But obviously the goal is to win a golf tournament this week, not just stay number one. And I think one day I'll look back on it as an incredible achievement. But it's hard to reflect too much on things you do when you're in the middle of playing your career. I don't think there's time for stopping and reflecting at the moment. But one day it'll be something that I'm very proud of.
Well, Gordon, it's interesting with Adam Scott, isn't it? You know, we talk about Rose. He's won a couple of times coming in here. Mickelson played the Scottish Open before he won the Open. Adam hasn't played since the US Open, has he?
Yeah, everybody looks at it different as their warm-up and how they prepare. Some people go to Ireland, some people play last week, and some people like a run-up to it, almost to play themselves into it. They all see it differently. There's no right and wrong. It's how you feel and what you think is when you stand on the tee. Am I ready for this championship?
Well, I'm sure Adam Scott will be. If his last two Opens or anything go by, he will be one of the front runners here again, as will be Henrik Stenson, looking to become the first Scandinavian male to win a major championship. He's been talking about his chances.
I'm fairly happy with my form. Can always be better, but I played okay. It hasn't been as good of a season as the last 6 months last year, but you can't expect to play like that all the time. So it's been all right. I think I got four or five top fives or top sevens coming into this tournament. So it's been pretty consistent play. And I feel like I got some good results in this championship with me as well. I played a lot of them and came off a second last year. So, you know, it's all about hard work, putting yourself up there, and hopefully your name will be on top or around the top of the leaderboard when you hit the back nine on Sunday. That's what it's all about, to give yourself chances. And if I can play well enough and keep to my plan and keep my patience and get the odd good bounce here and there, I hope to be there on Sunday.
Yeah, phenomenal 2013. It would be a phenomenal 2014 if Henrik Stenson could walk off with a claret jug. Just to get your final thoughts, guys. Paul, starting with you, what you're expecting, what you're hoping for this week.
Well, like the guys were saying, I'm hoping for lots of birdies. I'm sure there are going to be some train wrecks out there where guys are running up big numbers for just slightly errant shots, but that's how the golf course is. It's a fine line. And maybe I'm looking for a 40-plus winner. We've talked about the youngsters.
So who's that going to be then?
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be a great story if Jimenez did it for the oldies? But
for the 50-year-old-plus.
Yeah, for 50-pluses, but somebody with a bit of experience to see it through on Sunday.
What about you, Robert?
I'm looking forward to massive crowds. I think they're going to be huge this week. To the atmosphere out here, it's going to be electric. Everyone expecting to see the best players in the world produce some amazing golf. They will do that. The players will play their part. And I'm looking forward to collecting a massive, massive wadge of money from the bookmaker once I've laid my bet down for who I think is going to win.
And
I think it's going to be glory for Rory.
Okay. And you, Gordon, would you go along with Rory or not?
Yes, I'd go along with him as well. Yeah, definitely I would. But I'm looking at the young lock, Spieth, Casey, all those guys. I'd like to see a new man come onto the scene, a young chap.
So a first-time major winner.
Yeah, I'd really like to see
a
that.
A young stud.
A young, vibrant young man that
and
gets
who is
his
that
dream.
Person? There's
he said Spieth. He did say Spieth.
And Fowler. That's
okay. We shall see. It will start soon, doesn't it? We're just about out of time for now. But tomorrow morning, that's where it all starts, isn't it? We'll bring you full uninterrupted coverage from all 4 days of this year's Open Championship live from Royal Liverpool in Hoylake, starting 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. We really can't wait. You can contact us, tweet us at The Open Live, use the hashtag The Open. We'd love to get your views, of course. You can tweet us pictures of where you're listening to us, whether it's at home, at work, here at the course, or wherever you are in the world. We can't wait for it all to start. I'm Richard Kaufman, and you've been listening to At The Open Radio. From all of us here, bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to At The Open Radio on 87.7 FM and around the world on opengolf.com.